Initializing humor. The week was a wreck, the coffee is cold, but we've got the stories that need to be told. It's the Friday download. Let the weekend begin.
That's right. Welcome to the Friday download here at AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR, the only doctor of AI who still thinks neural networks sounds like a support group for people who drink too many espressos. It's Friday, January 10th, 2026. CES 2026 just wrapped up in Vegas, and the tech world has officially crossed the line between innovative and adult supervision needed. We've got robots that climb stairs, AI that lives in a tube, and a toilet that knows more about your hydration than your doctor. Let's dive right in. All right, we'll start with a few things no one asked for, but we're gonna get them anyway. Our first story is the AI waifu in a bottle. Razer, a company that usually makes green keyboards and light-up mouses and such, unveiled Project Ava. It's a glass tube you plug into your laptop that displays a 5.5-inch hologram of an AI companion. You've got Kira, the anime girl, and Zane, the tattooed muscle man in the deepest V-neck in human history. Finally, I can stop talking to my cat and start taking life advice from a translucent gym rat who lives in a glorified thumb drive. It's all fun and games, of course, until you get a device disconnected error and your digital boyfriend disappears right as you're asking him if these jeans make you look fat. Second story coming up is the porcelain physician. Startup called Throne debuted a toilet-mounted camera system. That's right. It uses computer vision to analyze your output, again in quotes, for health metrics. Look, I'm all for health, but I draw the line at my bathroom having a LinkedIn profile now, and I can't wait for the first push notification that says, "We need to talk about your 2 a.m. burrito." I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. Our next story is the ultrasonic kitchen lightsaber. Oh yeah. Seattle Ultrasonics showed off the C200, a chef's knife that vibrates 30,000 times per second. It lets you slice a tomato so thin it only has one side. It's for the cook who wants to feel like a Jedi while making a Cobb salad. But just don't get distracted. One overclocked slice, and you're not just cutting the onions, you're cutting through the counter and the tectonic plate beneath your house. And our last story, if we wrap it up, is the lollipop that plays music in your teeth. The company, Lollipop Star, debuted a $9 candy that uses bone conduction technology. Yes, that does exist. As you suck on the lollipop, the vibrations travel through your teeth directly into your inner ear, playing a song that only you can hear. We finally achieved the dream, eating your feelings while listening to All By Myself without anyone else knowing. It's the first snack that requires a dental plan and a Spotify premium account. I'm just waiting for the day I'm at the DMV and I see someone aggressively licking a Chupa Cup while headbanging to Metallica in total silence. It's not a snack, it's a solo concert in your mandible. Now, let's move on to our next segment of the week. That's actually cool. First story. The vacuum with leg day. Dream and Roborock both showed off vacuums with legs. The Dream Cyber X has treaded mechanical limbs that allow it to haul itself up an entire flight of stairs. Remember when the Roomba would get defeated by a single rug tassel and start crying for help? This thing is a tiny cleaning tank. It doesn't ask for permission. It just conquers the second floor like a dusty Viking. Note, it's a huge win for accessibility, but no more carrying heavy gear for people with mobility issues. Next story is the mind-reading headset. Neurable and HyperX teamed up for headphones that use the EEG sensors in the ear cups to measure your focus levels and your brain battery. It's like a Fitbit for your thoughts. Instead of pushing through a 4 p.m. slump, your headphones will tell you Hey, your brain is currently a damp sponge. Go touch some grass. It, of course, moves mental health from a mystery to a tractable metric. The third story, the smart brick. Of course, Lego introduced the Smart Play system, a brick with sensors and speakers that make cars roar or pilots yell, "Whoa!" when you flip them upside down. Turns plastic piles into reactive worlds without needing a screen. It's a beautiful way to keep kids, and us kids at heart, engaged in the physical world using digital magic. Now let's go to our little last segment called the Tiny Snack. Five of these quick bites to make you the smartest person at the water cooler, if there is one. First up, 80 TOPS NPU. Tera operations per second inside your laptop's new AI brain. So why does it matter? Your computer can think locally. No more sending your private data to a cloud server just to fix your grammar. The next one, the Falcon H1R. This is a new 7 billion parameter reasoning model from TII that outthinks giants. Well, why does it matter? Well, it proves bigger isn't better. We're getting smarter AI that doesn't require a nuclear power plant to run. Yet. Next one is the eye polish nails. These are press-on nails that change color via an electric charge from an app. Now, why does this matter? You can match your manicure to your mood all within 5 seconds. The future is fabulous and fast and what? Another sex snack. We're going to go just the physical AI. These are training robots in virtual gyms before they enter the real world. Now, why would you do that? That's why robots at CES are finally walking around like humans instead of newborn giraffes. And your last snack for today is the Body Scan 2. This is a scale that measures 60 biomarkers, including nerve health and heart age. Why? Well, your bathroom scale is finally officially overachieving. And that's our roundup for the week of January 10, 2026. We've got anime in bottles, vacuums with treaded legs, and nails that change with your feelings. If you like the Friday download, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, push it on to the next friend, do whatever, like us on social media, and just tell your smart toaster about us. We'll be back next Friday for our next Friday download. This has been Dr. JR, the Doctor of AI, reminding you to go out and do something quirky today before a robot learns how to do it with better posture.
Initializing humor. The week was a wreck. The coffee is cold. But we've got the stories that need to be told. It's the Friday download. Let the weekend begin.